You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Daled. Rashi explains to us that the psukim in this perek talk about the halachas of the mitzvahs tluyas ba'aretz, and the psukim define the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, so that we should know anything within these boundaries that is considered Eretz Yisrael. And if we go forward a number of psukim, Pasuk Yud, V'hisa v'isem lochem gvul kedmo, and they translate, you should draw a slanting line. Rashi says, Loshen hasibu unetia, to calculate what this part of Eretz Yisrael is, to define it. But Tiferes Shlomo gives us, al pi chassidus, fascinating insight in how we should do our mitzvahs b'chlal, and also specifically how we should be noig, how we should comport ourselves in the time of Avelis of the 9 days, which comes out this time of the year when this parsha is read. And the Tiferes Shlomo says, V'hisa v'isem lechem gvul kedmo, perish loshen taiva. He interprets the word v'hisa v'isem as, you should have a taiva, you should have a cheshek, you should have a yearning, you should have a desire. Hakosu marames lonu ki gam zehu toivel adam sheyesh lo al kol ponim taivel leches bederach hayosha in asiyas mitzvos bechlal. We should not be, as the expression in English goes, nonplussed when we do a mitzvah. We shouldn't do it parav. We should do it with a yearning, with a desire. And specifically, umetzapa la geula sheyiv bezman korev, that we should especially yearn for the geula, that it should happen quickly and soon. Kemoisha amru tzion doyresh ein lo. It's a gemara masechta sukkah daf mem aleph, that the pasuk seems to be lamenting that there's no one who is yearning for tzion doyresh ein lo. Meklal deboy derisha, says the Tiferes Shlomo, that lamenting requires yearning. Sha adam tzoch lidoresh ulavakish al agula. The actual geula will have to be performed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but it seems that the purpose for lamenting, this relates perhaps to what Chaim Volozhino said, Dala Maila Mimoch, or like the Baal Shem HaKodesh said, Hashem Tzilcha, that through the avoida of our yearning, it creates an effect. What the Mekubalim call him as Heirusa de Lasata is Gorgamas Heirusa de Le'ela. That the reality on the ground here is created by our yearning. And he continues, Ach b'Shabbos hu potem elisabel al chub mabayis. Although, through the 9 days, we have to be especially focused on the chub mabayis, but Shabbos, exactly the opposite. When he says potem means we are, it's also for us to, this is one of the things which we have in a fascinating focus in this Devar Torah. Not only don't we need to be misabel on Shabbos, but it's also to be misabel on Shabbos. And the Tiferes Shlomo gives us a very novel interpretation of why it's usher, and why is there this importance of being besimcha on Shabbos even in the 9 days. Because like we say in the Zmiris of Shabbos, Oyhavi Adinoy Machakim Bivinyan Ariel Biyom Shabbos Sisu Vesimcha, that the fact that we are Besimcha on Shabbos, this replaces the Avelis of the middle of the week. And he connects this to a very fascinating halacha in Yevomis Daf Vov Umed Aleph. Yochel Yeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doich HaShabbos. We could possibly think that when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, that it should be allowed on Shabbos, because we're involved in Hashroes Hashrina, as we will see shortly. Talmud Loima, Ach es Shapsoisei Tishmeru, that's a pasuk in Shmois Lamed Aleph Yud Gimel. Ki Iker Malas Abayis Shehoyu Hashrina Shoyer B'Yisroel. The purpose of our yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just the bias, it's that the bias is the dwelling place, is the model of the Shechina HaKdoisha. Uv'yom HaShabbos Gam Ato B'Zman HaGolus Shechina Shoyer B'Tzercheinu. Very fascinating. Even in the Golus, where we are bereft of Kedusha, but we have a measure of Hashchoras Hashchina special on Shabbos. V'zeh sh'nema ach loshen miyut. V'atzolei ma'ach sh'b'nei Yisrael heim b'madrega tochtoina, af al pikein Hashchina shere imanu. Even though we don't necessarily feel the Hashchoras Hashchina, but we have Hashchoras Hashchina. And now he ties this fascinatingly to the Gemara Masech Tainis Tav Lamed Umid Beis Kol Misabel Al Yerushalayim Zoicha V'Roye B'Simchosa. Yedidim, this is one of the big takeaways from this Dvar Torah. This is a well-known maima, a very important maima, that not only do we have to lament Yerushalayim, but the lamentation that we perform, this creates a reality that we will be able to be zoche v'roye b'simchosa. We will be found worthy to actually see the simcha, the great simcha of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Omnam machmas koivir ha-golus v'omal ha-parnosa anuchshuvim ka-anusim b'davazeh. We are considered like an anus, like it's not our fault. We are forced, so to speak, by the burden of parnosa, oynes rachmona patre. Being that the Rabbeinu Shalom put us in this matzav, in the situation that we have the ola parnasa, and we have to be mes'abel on the churban, so because we don't have a choice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu patas us min ha'oinish. But the fact that we're pata min ha'oinish doesn't mean that we automatically are going to see the simchasa. So he says, if so, im kein hech b'ma yiske odom liros b'nechomois im einu mis'abel an Yerushalayim. If we don't have avelus on Shabbos, so how can we see, b'zochet see the geul in the middle of the week? Our avelus enables us to be roi, to be worthy of seeing the simcha when Mashiach is going to come. But what about Shabbos? What is our avoid on Shabbos? So he answers very fascinating. Acha eitzol lezeh labal yidach imenu nidach k'mosh omer v'gemura kol ha'aneg ala Shabbos nois noi nach labali mitzorim. That if we perform all the mitzvahs of oinig, and this is shocking because the oinig seems to be the opposite of avelus. In the middle of the week we have to be avelus, but on Shabbos we have to be dafke b'simcha. By being b'simcha, machmas ha'mitzvah shel oinig Shabbos, because we're demonstrating that we're being mamin, that the Shechina is shared on Klal Yisrael, especially on Shabbos. Zeh schoroi of the Nachla b'li mitzorim. So the Tiferet Shleim is giving us a mahalach. He's giving us a fascinating approach that we can see how we will be zoiche to see the Nechama Asiyin because we have a munah that the Shechina is shared on us. And dear friends, I take the liberty of sharing with you a personal observation, perhaps of another raya that the Shechina is shayir on Shabbos, that the Shechina is manifested within the bodies of Klal Yisrael with the Neshama. And the Mekubalim say that the Neshama connects to the Shechina, and every Yiddish person, whether they know it or not, their soul, so to speak, has a chelik of the essence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Shechina. And on Shabbos, we all know that we get a Neshama Yisera. So it occurs to me that the Neshama Yisera itself is also a manifestation how the Shechina is shayre on us, especially on Shabbos, even during the Golos. So to just encapsulate the key concepts, which are especially meaningful at this time of the year, that although we may collectively and individually feel that we don't have the tools, we're incapable of doing the mitzvah in hand, namely, to be mis'abel properly, and to bring the geula closer, as is the derech of the Tver Shlem and all the Chassidish pirushim al Torah, it's to give chizik to us that we should understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows our limitations and He's compassionate and He gives us relatively easy things to do. Just channel our desires, try to do the best we can. And to be misabel when we have to be misabel, which means the weekdays, according to the guidance, we shouldn't break ourselves, but we should do what we're capable of, according to the guidance of our Chazal. And when Shabbos comes, we should be besimcha, and we should recognize that we have the Shechina with us. Perhaps we can't perceive it, but it's there, and by focusing on it to the best of our abilities, we can bring the geula. And I just want to make mention of my grandmother who raised me in Los Angeles, Rebbetzin Adla, Zvila Rebbetzin of Los Angeles, how she used to say, and I used to observe her saying, Ich will sehen die Geula. She speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the middle of the day. I've seen it in my mind's eye. She did it so many times. Ich will schon sehen die Geula, sie wird sein so schön. It'll be so beautiful. She was the personification, it seems to me, of being doirish, Ulav Vakesh al Hagu'ula. And in her words, I witnessed how a person could have total and complete emunah that there will be a Ge'ula and we can be zoicha to witness that geula, let us try our best to do that and to be sensitive to Klal Yisrael, every individual, how we can be kind, because as we behave to each other, that's how the Rabbeinu Shalom behaves to us, and it'll be zoicha that these days will be nefach, ma'afeilu lo'ayra, m'shibid le'geula, hashabagol is mankoev, for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.